Morning, Richard.
Who's Richard? Richard Seymour.
Don't drop your keys. Oh, push your button.
Yeah, push that button so we can talk to you. So you can give us some education here about what happened yesterday.
I missed you guys last week.
I know. We missed you, too. He's rocking his Atlanta Braves hat again
today.
Atlanta
Braves. Absolutely.
That's all right. That's loyalty.
That's okay. I got no issues. We've already been through. You know, that's the closest team to where he grew up and all
Absolutely.
That. And nothing wrong with that. We were just talking about what happened yesterday, and I said I was more shocked by yesterday than I was by the Super Bowl. Were you more shocked by yesterday than you were by the Super Bowl?
Well, I don't. I think it's they kind of carry two different weights. You know, I mean, the Super Bowl is a
much
Super Bowl.
Bigger
I
deal. Mean, I'm not saying bigger. That, right?
Right. And, you know, it was definitely a tough deal yesterday. It was like, you know, we didn't have any answers, and you know, they did whatever they wanted to do. It was like, you know, I always equate a lot of things or a lot of analogies to boxing. And if that was a boxing match, we got knocked down about six or seven times.
They'd have stopped the fight.
Yeah, they probably would have threw in the towel and said enough is enough. Yeah, but it was brutal. You know, but, you know, we took one on the chin. We don't make any excuses about it. And, you know, I thought we had a good week of preparation. We prepared hard. We prepared tough. And, you know, I thought we were ready to play the game. But, you know, I just felt like we were off balance all day and, you know, it just didn't, just wasn't a pretty sight to see.
You ever see Raging Bull? You want to talk about boxing? Raging Bull. It was like the character, the Jake LaMotta character, all bloody by Sugar Ray Robinson, and he's still screaming, "You didn't hurt me, Ray. You didn't hurt me, Ray." So I guess you guys were still standing yesterday, although
you did
get knocked down seven or eight times.
Yeah, seven or eight times, probably two or three times in one round. It was definitely a brutal match.
I've never seen a Bill Belichick coaching performance worse than this yesterday, but I've also never seen you guys play a game where you didn't seem prepared. Were you not prepared for the Dolphins were bringing to the table?
Well, you know, obviously they did a few different things scheme-wise to keep us off balance. And, you know, like I said, I mean, we're all in this together, you know, so you know, whether it's the coaching staff, the players, whatever. I mean, we all out there, and we're the product that's out on the field. So I feel like, you know, as players, we gotta get the job done, and we didn't get the job done yesterday, and that's always a tough thing to do. And you know, we live to fight another day. And like, you know, as tough as the loss was, you know, it was still only one game in the early part of the season. So you know, we'll see those guys again. And like I said, you know, I think as a team, we can always bounce back and move forward from it. But, you know, it was definitely a tough loss.
And Vince Wilfork is here now. Vince, how does this loss, and you both of you can answer this question, how does this loss change the bye week for you? I'm sure it's just something that you want to go out there next week and get this out of your system. And now this has to linger a little longer.
I mean, well, I think it's going to be important for us this week to go out and make these adjustments. Things that we've seen this in the game against the Dolphins, really haven't seen in pro football from a long time. So we basically have to go in there and make the adjustment, make the corrections this bye week, and get ahead of the game, because it's a copycat league. A lot of teams are going to see this, and they're going to try to attack us in different types of ways. So you got to give them credit. They came out with a great game plan. Something we haven't seen. Last time I seen this probably was on a Saturday watching college football. But they executed well. So you have to give them, you have to get your hats off to them. But at the same time, I'm glad we play them twice a year. So we see them again, and it's down there. So we'll be well prepared. We'll be well prepared to see them the next time around.
I want to give the Dolphins a lot of credit. They got very creative. Mm-hmm. They brought something to the table you guys hadn't seen. Heck, unless you played against Arkansas last year, nobody's seen it. And I give them a lot of credit for that. But one of the strengths of this coaching staff has always been the ability to make adjustments. Okay, this is what they're doing. Now we're going to change and we're going to do this. And I never got the feeling you guys got a handle on what they brought to the table. And I didn't see those adjustments, Richard, like I'm used to seeing.
Right. You know, it was definitely a different ball game. You know, it was something that, you know, I don't think we were prepared for. Or, like I said, it was something that it really in the college ranks and in the professional level, I mean, we don't really see plays like that much. But it's still no excuse. I mean, we should have came out the second half and, you know, got the job done with whatever we're facing. And, you know, teams, like Vince said, I thought he made a great point. You know, it's a copycat league. Different teams, different coaching staffs. I mean, they're going to look at the film. Well, hey, what did they do to beat the Patriots?
Yep.
And they're going to bring that to the table. So we have to be prepared. And even when you face the Dolphins now, I think everyone's going to have to be prepared for a lot of different things that they can do. So hats off to those guys. And like I said, we really didn't do much in that game to be happy about, other than maybe special teams. I thought they did a pretty good job for us yesterday. But, you know, defensively, we laid an egg. And, you know, I thought it took the air out of the, you know, the team when we didn't get any points on that first drive. And, you know, it's just a tough situation. But it's still no excuses for, you know, what we did out on that football field, which is, you know, wasn't much at all.
I'm sure Miami had a reason for attacking you guys that way from their perspective. From your perspective, what do you think they saw in you guys that made them say, we can beat them like this? We got a chance playing this type of football.
I mean, for one, I think it's something different. Like I say, you haven't seen this in pro football. I don't know if you've seen it before, unless it was back in the days or, you know, here and there sprinkled in.
Jim Thorpe.
You know what I mean? So, for one, they had to go in, you know, just saying, this is something new. Let's try it. I mean, it's going to catch them off guard. And if we can make enough plays by doing this, give our team, you know, a lead, that's what we're looking for. But if it don't work, hey, we'll just go back to our normal offense. So I think they was basically in a win-win situation. I don't think they were in a losing situation when they tried it. So only thing that does is, you know, shows everybody else you could take something from college or something that you've seen wherever, high school. You can take it and just add on to it and put it in this level of football play right here at this level. So you're going to see teams every week. I'm believing you're going to see teams that, especially that we're faced, they're going to have something sprinkled in, something new that we haven't seen before or we're not expecting to see. They're going to sprinkle it in just to see if they can get an edge on us. I don't think there was attacking us trying to attack us outside of, you know, anywhere in particular. I think it was just more of something new. Let's show something new and see how they react to it, and which we really didn't, you know, do a good job of reacting to it. And I think that lingered around and messed with our mind frame for the whole day.
Yeah. And then
go ahead.
And then on the top of that, I thought it was a pretty smart and comprehensive game plan. And then, you know, they also was building the game plan off of that. You know, they would do the runs. They had runs outside. They had scheme runs inside. And then they also had the play, the flip plays off of that. Yeah. Then they had the passes off of it. So it was a total game plan off of that same gadget play formation. Yeah. And even if we made adjustments, I thought they had adjustments for that.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, like I said, I just thought we were a step behind all day. And, you know, but as players, we got to go out there and get the job done. You know, that's unacceptable on our behalf. So, and that's why you play the game. And I think, you know, for us, you know, anytime you go out and have an outing like that, you always want to get back out on the field and erase that, you know, but we got a bye week to kind of sit on it. And, you know, I think it's one of those things where we can also, you know, we have to get better as a football team. We can't stay where we are right now and think we're going to, you know, end up where we want to be at the end of the season.
I read a comment from one of your team leaders, one of your captains, Randy Moss, who said they wanted it more than we wanted it.
Yeah.
I'm not used to seeing a Patriots team make a comment like that, and nothing I watched in the game leads me to believe he's wrong. I'm just not used to hearing that.
Yeah, I mean, they came out and played some good football. They were very confident. I mean, Joey Porter made that statement early in the week and let you know how they were feeling down there. So we knew coming in there was going to be very, very pumped up to come play here. They don't care if they was playing the Foxborough. They don't care about that. Only thing they was looking forward to is coming here and playing a good football team. They playing well. And I think, you know, looking at them on film, I think a lot of people don't give them a lot of credit or give them the credit they need. But going into this game, looking at them on film, I think they was a better football team than their record showed. And I think our team thought the same thing. So, I mean, I don't think they're anywhere thing like they were last year. I think they have some playmakers. I think they have, you know, a coaching staff that want to win, and I think it's going to show. I mean, just because they beat us, it's not in the road for us. We 2-1. I mean, a lot of teams, some want to be in our position, we want to be 3-0, but I mean, we still have a pretty decent record going into the bye. But at the same token, I mean, it's third week. I mean, we have a long season ahead of us. We have to look at this film, look at it, put it behind us, make the corrections, and keep
then throw
going
it in the river.
Yeah, throw it on in the river.
I saw Richard
in the Cape Canal. Baby.
We're gonna look at it, make the corrections, so,
yeah,
and then throw bury it.
Away.
Yeah, throw it out there where the dolphins
yeah.
at.
Yeah, just throw it on out there where the dolphins.
I tell you what, the last time you guys lost a game before yesterday was December of 2006. December of 2006. I mean, Seymour has had an entirely new wardrobe since December.
Okay? That's every week for
you. You know, your wife didn't have that great Garnett jersey in December of 2006.
Watch that.
I mean, that was a long time ago. So, what was yesterday like for you guys? Because it's almost been 2 years since the loss. I mean, what kind of state of mind were both of you in?
Well, I think for me, for one, I mean, I think every week you always go out and you try to put your best foot forward, and you know, sometimes you end up on the winning end of the stick, and sometimes on the losing end. And we've been on the winning end a lot more than we've been on the losing end. I think the only thing that you can go out and do as a competitor, as a player, is to put your best foot forward, no matter what the scoreboard is, no matter what's going on around you. I think you can only play your game, and you can't try to do someone else's job, and you just bring your best foot forward each and every week. And wherever the results may lie, I think you have to deal with them, and they are what they are from that standpoint. But, you know, I mean, that's just my take on it. I mean, you win some, you lose some. And, I mean, we lost the Super Bowl as well. I mean, you still come back and you try to play hard, you play tough, and, you know, whatever the results are, you kind of live with it. I mean, I think for me, it was more the way we lost the game. We just got beat up. I mean, it wasn't like it was a close game or they won by a field goal at the end or in overtime. It was like from the first drive, I mean, they just walked it right down the field and, you know, they were passing it early and loosened us up. And then they just kind of ran their plays and ran their offense and, you know, we didn't have any answers. So I just thought it was more the way we lost that football game, where it wasn't even competitive from halftime really. And, you know, it just went downhill from there.
You feel the same way, Vince?
I agree with him completely. And I think one thing is, for me, I really don't get caught up in, you know, when the last time we lost or the last time, how long the streak has been. I couldn't tell you how many games we'd have won in a row, to be honest with you. Just by seeing it, you know, in the paper, on TV, that's how I know. But that's something that I really don't pay anything attention to. When I step on the field, like I told you guys last week, I expect to win. And when that don't happen, it's a problem. I don't care if it's a problem for me, a problem for my team, the coaching staff, this organization. It's a problem. And I think everybody around me feels the same way. I mean, we're not happy with a loss. I mean, point blank, because you play this game to win. And that's my outtake on it. But my one thing I think will help us this week is just because it's a bye week, you know, I'm not saying that we need to, you know, go out and practice, you know, for 40 hours or anything like that. But I think we do need to take time to work out some kinks, work out, you know, a few situations that came up in this game throughout, you know, for now in the first three games. What we seen, that what hurted us, let's take something out of this bye week. So when we come back, we're up on game. We know what we're doing. We know exactly what we want to do. So we'll get some work done. Just because we're not playing this week, we'll get some work done.
My guess is you might not see this offense again until you become the head coach at the University of Miami 15 years from now or
no,
so.
I don't know. I told you, man, this is a copycat league. I mean, if something hurts you, trust me. I mean, the other team goes, hey, what? How you guys beat the Patriots? Well, let's go pull up that Miami film. They beat them. Let's see what they did. And they're going to see some things. They're going, okay, well, let's try this. And, I mean, you have to expect that. I mean, if you don't, I mean, you're a fool. You're a fool. I mean, no disrespect to anyone, but at the same token, if I was a coach and I'm facing for the face of, you know, a Patriot football team, and I want to go see what they had problems with. And whatever they had problems with, well, let me test it out and see if they got them corrected. If they didn't get them corrected, it's going to be a problem for them again. So, you have to expect that.
And you think your buddy Frank Gore will be doing that in week five?
Frank,
San Francisco.
Frank and G.
Direct snap to Frank Gore.
Frank and G better than that. Going to get his head tore off.
But you know what? It would be interesting, though, two things. One, to see what San Francisco and Mike Martz do against you guys. Mike Martz is crazy anyway. He'll try something different. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he'll do a direct snap. And to see what Miami does in week five.
Yeah.
I mean, are they capable of doing this again? Because now everybody's going to be looking out for – just as everybody be looking out for you guys, can you handle it? They'll be looking out for Miami to see if they can repeat it.
My thing with that is I think Miami had more up their sleeve than what they showed.
You think so?
To be honest with you, I don't think they just had that and that was it. I think they had a couple more things that, you know, they wanted to try. If that didn't work, they probably had some more stuff. I truly believe they do.
Desperation,
huh? Yeah, I think they do.
What's sad is that they didn't need them.
Yeah, they didn't need them. So why go to anything else? But you know what? At the end of the day, you know, we're two and one. We lost bad. I mean, we love to win. I mean, anybody love to win. And to lose at home is another thing. It's not expected. It's not expected. So, but we have to put everything in perspective. You know, we still 2-1. We got a lot to build on. Lot to build on it, and a long season to go. So let's make these corrections. We're going to have to make these corrections, take the coaching, and move on. Basically, that's all we can do. You can't dwell over spoiled milk, so
absolutely.
You have to move on.
Yeah, I totally agree with that as well. And whether you lose by one or you lose by 100, it's still only one loss.
Yeah.
And we'll take it for what it is. We lost the game, and we'll move forward as a football team. We'll have to get better and do some of the things that it's going to take to be successful in this league. And pull it together.
Don't you? It drive you crazy, though, that Joey Porter looks like a prophet. No, I mean, that's got to get to you a little bit.
Hey,
it worked out in his favor that time.
Exactly. You know, they felt confident coming into this game. So
that stupid little dance he does.
Hey.
Vince Wilfork and Richard Seymour have been brought to you by TD Bank North, banking that's faster, easier, and hassle-free. Enjoy your bye week as best you can, fellas. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
They're here on a Patriots Monday, Sports Radio WEEI.